Don't let someone steal your great idea. Register a domain name now and put your idea online. GoDaddy is offering OneNew or Transfer.com for the low price of $2.95. Whether you're building your dream business or starting a website for fun, visit GoDaddy.com and enter the code WWC295 at checkout. Just remember that WWC is watch what crappens, and $2.95 is the price of the domain, $2.95. It's go time. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we love. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com. You can find me at bsideblog on Twitter and Instagram and various other social media things. Joined, as always, by my plucky co-hosts, the wonderful and talented and altogether beautiful Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
Hello, what Ben. Thank you for having me.
What a deep baritone you have today.
Yes.
Ronnie can be found at Trash Tweet TV.
I'll do this part.
Yeah.
Okay, come to TrashTalkTV.com for Big Brother in 2 minutes recaps all summer long. You can also find me on Twitter at Trash Tweet TV or my name, Ronnie Karam. You can come to Facebook to Trash Talk TV or Instagram, Instagram.com/TrashTalkTV, or on Tumblr for some funny GIF gifts at Tumblr.trashtalktvrecaps.com. Thanks, guys.
So now for some of you listening, you may recognize a different laugh happening because we actually have a peanut gallery this week. We have a real peanut gallery. They're not actually guests. They're just people who happen to be in my apartment still while I'm recording.
And we crashed because we were like, I want to be on a podcast.
So the voices, the very ethnic voices that you're hearing are...
How dare you?
That would be Jenny back there.
She's an Asian.
Yeah, she's Asian. But she's actually German.
And, there you go.
And this is Wole.
I'm a black.
He's a black. So it's so unfortunate that we didn't watch Married to Medicine this week because I think
actually
you would
I did
Wole.
Watch it. Did you not watch it? How
I
dare
thought
you?
We weren't supposed to watch it anymore.
Why don't you just kick off Mariah Huck, who gave nothing but her soul and her life so you could have a TV show, and then you just used and abused her and let her go. Now she's making a diet shake for black people because she has no storyline left, and
well,
her
like
mom
you
has
drink
a big
that.
Giant wig.
Okay, for someone who doesn't watch Married to Medicine, what does she do? She's an actual doctor, right?
No.
Is she not?
No, she is the exact opposite of a doctor. Like, a doctor represents, like, the height of perhaps, like, education and training and discipline and focus.
Uh-huh.
She is, like, everything that's not that.
Yeah,
she is...
a doctor fixes things. Mariah, like, infects things. She's like the illness. She's why there are doctors.
Yeah, she came up, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
She married a doctor. And she's basically, like, from the hood. She's from, I think, from Detroit, right? Or is that Quad?
I don't know.
So wait, so what did Mariah do this week? She was pushing her diet pills?
Well, all the girls went on this this couple's trip.
Okay.
And Quad said she wouldn't go if Mariah was there because she's so negative.
Right.
And she lied to my face. And so...
They voted Mariah out,
and so Mariah couldn't go. And so instead, she had these really tacky white... and you know what? Thank you, Married to Medicine, for giving us some tacky white queens. Because I feel like it's kind of evening out the things in Atlanta. Because they show the most horrible gays in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But this week, we got really pasty, horrible white ones. And they were like, girl, we are your best girlfriend, girl. When you don't have girlfriends, you always got us. Okay? This is our remodeled barn, girl. I'm going to pull out Quad's weed for you. Oh, my God. And then, like, 20 gay guys across America got beat up. So thanks a lot. Lots of doctors were called during that hour.
That
was it. And so she, like, had to find new friends. And she basically got kicked off her own show because that's her show, you know?
Yeah, Mariah's also she happens to be the one of the producers on Married to Medicine, and yet she's none of the cast members like her. Basically,
are you serious?
Which is, I think that's the most brilliant part of the entire show. It's everyone's turned on her, and she's the one who writes.
You vote me off the island? Oh, really? Well, I veto your votes, bitches.
She's like,
really?
Because
you're
show.
At some gay guy's barn right now, filled with like Crate and Barrel furniture. I don't think you won.
Married to Medicine is basically like 1 hour of listening to very mixed metaphors. Like, everything is wrong. Like, a few weeks ago, Mariah's like, they thought they could beat the queen. But he always, never forget the first rule of chess, always protect the queen. It's like, no, it's the king you protect, not the queen at all.
Oh, so it's kind of like a bunch of Phaedras from Housewives of Atlanta?
Phaedra looks like a noble laureate compared to these women.
Yeah, this show needs Phaedra to be canceled.
Earth makes sense, you know? Yeah. It's like they're trying to be Phaedra, but they don't know English very well. So yeah. They're like kind of stumbling all
over.
Well,
there's like Toya. So Toya is like famous for her grammatical gaffes because she talks like this, and she's like, what I should have did was like, I go to the barn with the gays and then be like, I want this barn. I'm going to get Eugene to buy this barn for me. So that's what I should have did because I have came to this barn.
And oh my God. Are you for real? Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to banter with you in that voice.
No, you can. Well, you are more than welcome to talk in Toya voice.
I don't even know who she is, but I just like.
That's what she sounds like at all times. She calls the drug czar. She last season she referred to the drug czar as the drug czar.
Oh, I love stupid people like that. That's like, okay. Do you notice I keep going back to Housewives only because that's the one I watch?
Same thing.
Like the girl from who's the one who was like the Underground Railroad's a real railroad?
Oh, that's Portia.
Portia. Oh, bless her heart.
She's very special.
How they fit on that train? How they get in there? Oh, that hole too small.
The conductor. I don't know what they all gonna do. It don't make no sense, y'all. It's not like today's times, and they're like, Portia, because, you know, it's not a real train, but, you know, it's going to be okay. That shows where the state of black education is, people. We need black people to get more educated. That's what we need.
Every time I get off a train, I go, yeah, I'm free.
She does. She raises the banner. No, Ronnie's very funny.
Ronnie, you're funny.
My friends are finally discovering the joy that is Ronnie.
Guys.
I always knew.
I never met you. I want to switch you for Ben. Ben, I'm sorry. I'm fickle.
I made you lunch.
I'm fickle.
I made you lunch.
So that was pretty much all for Married to Medicine, except I guess you could just watch it. We'll talk about it next week. Because now that I'm caught up, I'll be a hypocrite and make you.
I would like everyone to know that Ronnie is the one who texted me and said, "Yeah, there are too many shows. We can't do. We have to cut a show." So we're like, "Okay, we'll cut Married to Medicine." So here I am, not watching Married to Medicine, and it's Ronnie's fault.
In my defense, TV is falling. Okay, TV is falling, you guys. Okay, we had this golden age of scripted television where there was so much good TV. It's over. There's nothing on. Orange is the New Black is terrible now. What else is on this? Everything's terrible. I watched Married to Medicine over Orange is the New Black.
Wow.
I mean, come on, guys.
I haven't seen the whole new season yet, so I cannot
Stupid.
Verify. Oh, is it?
All wearing hair and makeup. Like, bitches, you were in jail. When did you get hair and makeup? They're all acting like they're in some musical, like, in El Paso, Texas, when they're 16. Their acting's really big. Like, you was in jail! They're like dancing around. I mean, it's too much. It's too much. They're like Muppet Baby.
It sounds actually just like Married to Medicine.
There you go. Switch. Yeah. What's the girl who's on the Time Magazine thing? Laverne Cox. There you go. She could pop on Married to Medicine, I guess, for an episode.
I don't even know who Laverne Cox is.
Shame on you.
I can't believe you don't know who that is.
She's the transgender woman who's on, she was on the cover of Time Magazine.
Oh my God, her last name is Cox.
She's a transgender, so, you know, it's not like it's going to be like anything like, you know, non-witty or whatever. Like, oh, penis. I don't know what that
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Sorry. I was just about to say, did Quad Tenny like have like a ridiculous comment? I'm like, no, we don't even need Quad. We got Wole right here. Oh, well, you know, like his transgender doesn't have to be witty, so it could be like penis or.
No, I feel like if you go through the trouble to add a penis on, you should also like change your last name.
Yeah.
Well, you know? He took his penis off.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what I mean.
I get what you're saying. But back to the shows. I'm derailing your show. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. You know, that's the fun of a podcast, that you can, you know, you have tangents, and, you know, if they pertain to like penises coming on and off, then so be it. That's just what.
Yeah, we're talking about Housewives. We talk about removable penises a lot.
Yeah. We are talking about Married to Medicine. It is a medical procedure, so technically we are still on message.
good point.
Okay, I'll give you guys a choice of what's next.
Yeah.
Candy's Wedding, Ladies of London, or The Real Housewives of Orange County, or The Real Housewives of New York.
Why don't we do Candy's Wedding, since we're already on Sunday with Married to Medicine. Let's talk about Candy's Wedding for a little bit.
Okay, my first note is Derek J. opens this episode doing somebody's hair. I don't even know. Oh, yeah, he's talking like Mama Joyce or something.
Yeah.
And I wrote down, Derek moves his lips while other people talk. I hate that. Okay? I hate when you're telling somebody something and they're moving their lips back at you like yes. They know exactly what you're saying.
Yes.
And you're just so stupid and they're so smart that they already see it coming. You know what, Derek J., you need to shut the fuck up. You don't know what I'm about to say. If you did, you would not be moving your lips like that because you'd be telling yourself to shut the fuck up, Derek J.
Well, does he think he know everything?
I know. Well, yeah. I've never noticed that, but I'm sure I will now become obsessed with him doing that because that's also something that I really hate. I really hate when people do that because it's almost like they're trying to, like, rush you to the end of the sentence. And I'm like, no, I want to take my time with the sentence.
Yeah, like, I'm a hairdresser. I hear this shit every day. I am a unique snowflake. You do not hear this shit every day. Stop mouthing my words back at me. It's, like, really bad karaoke.
I love me some karaoke.
I know. Don't get Wole started singing. Because he'll sing right now on the podcast.
No, that was a really bad way of trying to goad me to sing. That ain't happening. are they married yet on the show? Like I know.
No. The season finale is coming this week. But the big issue on this week's episode was that Candy and Todd still hadn't signed their prenup. Or I guess Todd hadn't signed the prenup. And it was like
what
a day before.
Sorry.
What Todd does is he's like professionally Candy's fiancé. And
well, they met because he was a producer on the show.
He was like a PA.
Oh, really? He's not even a producer? Oh, sweet.
Oh, he wasn't a PA. She don't want no scrubs.
Oh, Jenny. Jenny speaks
right.
It like it is.
Yeah, she just got some scrubs. Yeah,
well,
you're right.
The sad part is that based on Candy's previous boyfriends that she had on the show, a PA on the show she's working on is actually a step up from the scrubs.
Oh, snap. Candy, get back at him. That's Ben Mandelkern. Something on Twitter.
Candy, no.
I can't believe that I thought he was like a producer or something. He was a PA. No wonder everybody thinks he's using her. He is. You don't fuck the PA. You don't marry a PA. Okay, you can fuck them, but you do not marry them.
Hey,
I mean, do we marry our PAs? No. We fuck them and send them home.
That's what it's about. But maybe she liked him. I don't know. I just find it funny because I haven't been watching... the Candy thing. I mean, I've been seeing clips. Like I saw with because my thing is like, what's up with Mama Joyce?
Well,
this woman, like, here's the thing. Like, you know, I'm black. I know I don't always sound it, but I swear to God, I is like full on. Anywho, I'm not a happy.
What do you mean? I like being happy. Like, I know I don't sound black. You no, sound so black.
No, it depends on how I go. Because sometimes I try to get all intellectual. Anyway, no, but I bring it up because like
is that how intellectuals speak? Okay, I am now intellectual. Okay, we are going to have an intellectual conversation. Because everyone becomes Claire Huxtable.
I love Claire Huxtable.
Wait, don't slam the table. Although it's very delicate.
I'm sorry. I bring it up though because like the thing is like Mama Joyce. Why she gotta get always like crazy? Have to be like, I'ma show you outside. Like, oh come on, bitch, this is the way it's gonna go. I'ma fuck you up and I'm like, woman, you are like a 65-year-old like grandma. Calm the heck down. Like,
I'll cut that bitch. That lady is using you, Candy. No wonder she's smiling. She hit the lottery. That uh-huh. bitch hit the lottery. I heard on the street she blow people for money, Candy.
Because I let me take my teeth out and I'll show you how to blow a man. No. What I really want to see now, because like when they always
You're
get that crazy.
Right now?
Yeah, this is, yeah. I know. Thank you for intellectualizing.
I'm only happy because it's the only show I know. Because I wanted to jump in. No.
That's why they call a gummy bear.
See now,
Mama. See, Riley's gonna learn all these things with Mama.
Was this the episode though where like Todd's mom went after like?
No, that
like,
was last week.
Damn it! Oh, I'm sorry. I saw that clip because I wanted to see them two go at it. She was like, "You picked the wrong one," and it's like grandma versus grandma. Could you imagine
That's
they started
fighting?
You got
fighting? The wrong one now, bitch.
Yeah. Like, could you imagine this everybody? We saw. We don't have to imagine. They
no,
were
no, like if no one else was around, it actually got to like scrapping and shit.
Well, Mama
oh,
Joyce,
man. Mama know, Joyce would have been heel. On the fucking floor. It's always the bully that can't fight, you know.
I agree.
Does Tiny come on the show?
Tiny,
no, but Weenie does.
Weenie.
Oh.
Is Weenie. Yo, stop fighting.
Brighton is the back end. Every woman in that family screams so much.
All kinds of people right now.
So getting back to the actual episode, so there was some stuff with the prenup, but I don't think anyone cared about that, right? There's just the prenup stuff.
Yes, of course. Okay, so after all this time, Candy has been after Todd to sign this prenup, right? And he's like, I don't know, babe. You know, I've given up a lot of PA work.
They he really has been saying that. He's like,
to move chords in London, and I said no, so you owe me half of your living. I mean, this changed the whole show for me, knowing that he was a PA.
I can't believe you didn't realize this, Rami.
No, I thought he was a producer. I was like, oh my God, he's actually giving up his own career to work on yours. You owe him half. Okay, so this week we finally find out what all this prenup drama is. First of all, Todd is telling his lawyer that he deserves part of the profits of whatever he does with Candy while they're married. Well, the lawyer, of course, is like, no, that's bullshit. You're giving up work, so you, if she dies or something, of course you would get that money that, right, if you work on a musical.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. He didn't tell the truth because he's apparently already making 50% of whatever Candy's making.
With
so she produces
love.
This musical, and he get. Did I say mucosal? Mucosal? He produces. Yeah. She produces this musical with him as her partner, and she paid him 50% of the profits.
Right.
And now he's saying that he's entitled to more if she dies. He's not.
And what happened was there was actually kind of an awkward moment because Todd was on the phone with the lawyer, and the lawyer's like, I can't talk to Candy. That's unethical. And then Candy's like, see, now I've already paid him like 50%, so like, and then the lawyer is just like, okay. And like, you could tell the lawyer was like, this, my fucking client has not told me about any of the details, and now I look like a jackass on TV.
Yeah, he looks like a jackass, and Todd is a fucking liar. So now, you know, other things that Todd was offended, I can see. Like, Candy has a clause in there that if Todd ever like runs into a tree and becomes a vegetable or something, that she could just divorce him and not pay him any money. Yeah. Which is
I like that.
That's pretty cool.
Really?
Well, yeah. I like Candy. I think she should have all the power.
I love Candy.
Yeah, she's like, you can't talk. Bye. Like,
listen, I don't think that Todd is the user that Mama Joyce thinks that he is, but I also don't think that Todd is like the. He's not the breadwinner that he tries to make himself out to be. You know, he does act like
trifling, good for nothing type of brother.
Yeah.
Let's go to any other 90s like hip hop song.
Those are all her lyrics.
I know, that's what she knows. I agree.
Those are her words.
She wrote
Listen,
all those things.
I'm just concerned that he can't pay no bills.
That's the same song.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it, Jenny.
Candy wrote that song?
Yeah. And what else did she write, Jenny? Right? Didn't she all the early Destiny's Child?
She wrote all of Destiny's Child. She wrote No Scrubs.
Can we go
back
to Escape?
She did not write all of Destiny's Child. You guys, this whole show is a revelation. Okay. This show has changed me. Now I'm a fan of Candy. I hate Todd. He's a user.
Love
I agree
Candy.
With Mama Joyce. He needs
Candy.
To go. And Candy's the best thing ever. I love
Candy's
her.
Always been the best thing ever.
Ever.
That's why this is the only Bravo wedding spinoff that I watch voluntarily.
Do you know that this is actually the highest rated one out of them all?
Well, the other thing is, one of the reasons why it's getting such high ratings, one of the theories is that Bravo did not give it its own name, like Candy's Wedding. They're calling it The Real Housewives of Atlanta, colon, Candy's
Wedding.
Yeah,
my thing is taping it.
Yeah.
I don't know where. I'm like, what Housewives
exactly,
is on?
Exactly, and that counts. That counts for the ratings.
Yeah, I'm wondering what's going on.
Why are they doing that?
Because it's sort of like tricking people, like their DVRs recorded it anyway, because they had season passes to Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, mine
But it makes sense. I mean, but on top of everything else, though, like, I don't care about Nene's wedding because Nene is like a narcissistic bitch, you know? Candy.
Nene, that's Ben Baldeker
at B-Side Blog. And if you want to chime in on this conversation, be sure to like our podcast Facebook page, which is facebook.com/
What are you talking about? Get back to it.
Yeah. No, because we forgot to plug our own page earlier. So, but like Candy, though, you know, Candy is someone that everyone I think likes, and she's talented. She's not. I think she's smart, but she also has this crazy situation where she's got this awful mother, and she's got a fiance that, you know, more or less is a good guy, and she's sort of in an untenable situation, and there is inherent drama and conflict in her story. As opposed to like, oh, what's Kim Zolciak going to do? Her bridesmaid is mad and there's only 3 days to the wedding. Like, no one gives a shit.
You know what? All of that was just a really long way of saying old ladies fighting. Yeah. It is old ladies fighting. Which is what we want to see. That is why I watch it. Where else do you get to see old ladies beat the shit out of each other? Nowhere.
Give VH1 another year or two, because they will find a way to make that a TV show.
Excuse me, I tried to pitch a show like that about old ladies, and everyone was like, no, no one wants to see old ladies. I was like, fuck you all. I want to see old ladies.
But, yeah. How about a show called, like, instead of Love and Hip Hop, you could have Love and Motown, and it'll just be like Aretha beating the shit out of people.
I just had a really bad vision of, like, you remember Aretha lost the weight because she had the surgery? I'm sorry, yeah, that's going to sound really bad. No, okay.
It's all right.
I can't. Y'all are evil on this podcast. I don't know.
Evil podcast.
Yeah, you shouldn't have given your name at the beginning. Duh.
I know. But my name is James, y'all. That's
what it's about. His name is Logic White Combs. James.
I'm just intellectual.
We just framed a friend of ours. What I was going to say, though, is what was also funny to me on this episode was at one point, like, Tan said to regarding Carmen, she's like, well, Carmen and I put aside our differences so we can move ahead with this wedding. I was like, oh, I'm so glad you guys put aside your differences that no one cared about. Like, who cared that you guys got sort of mad at the bar the other night? It was for 3 seconds on the show. So the fact that she says it as if there's like, good, we can move forward with this wedding. It just cracked me up.
I still love all the Mama Joy stuff. So she's in the beauty parlor talking to Derek J. And just the delusion with this woman. She doesn't tell anything like it really happened.
Yeah.
So that old lady fight was basically her calling the other mother a whore and saying the dad was a pimp and the son is a user and all this. And finally the lady started getting mad and Mama Joy says, putting her finger in her face, like trying to jump over the table to beat the shit out of her. And that's when she says, you got the wrong one now, bitch. Okay, so this is Mama's version of it. What did I do? Did that drunk lady call me a bitch?
Yeah.
She's this victim. It is hilarious. And then he's like trying to get her to explain herself in like a way that makes sense. And she goes, look, it's like this. When he gets up to hit that home run, they run off and marry a white girl. What?
I don't even remember that.
What? I had to rewind it so I could write it down. I did not understand that. And the other thing that happened in this episode is Candy was like, you better respect me and not get a stripper. I don't want your penis in anybody's mouth. I don't want it in their vagina, in their ear, whatever. Well, so he's like, okay, fine, you too. So guess what she had? Fat midgets.
Yeah.
That is not nice.
Yeah.
They had fat midgets?
She had a fat midget twerking.
That is hilarious.
And the fat midget got onto a table and the table fell apart.
But here's the thing, though. If as Todd or whatever, Candy is obviously the breadwinner and he ain't doing nothing special or whatever, you have to do what she says because she's going to cut you off.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, especially now.
Like Mariah and Nick Cannon. Yes, I don't know. There was no need for Mariah Carey. Sorry,
Jenny's trying to interject.
Back to Tindering.
Yeah, go enjoy that.
Kid Cudi is writing me right now.
We have a lot of things happening on this podcast right now. There's romance, there's delusion. I know what you're saying, though, about Mama Joyce, though. She keeps on banding about the fact that this woman said just once, like, shut up, bitch. And so, like, the whole episode, she's like, oh, is that before she called me a bitch or whatever? Like, as if, like, that was the touchstone of the argument. Like, they started fighting because the woman called her a bitch. Like, it drives me nuts. I hate people like that.
Like, they finally get the other person to make one mistake, and then they repeat it over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a way to justify, yeah.
Well, another gross thing that happened, but besides, like, using a midget fat person for your pleasure, was that they used that dead brother again. Okay, in a fight last week, Mama Joyce is like, I swear, my dead baby! Like, oh my God. Please don't. So this week, Candy used her brother and was like, well, Mama's been mean to me, so I took her to the gravesite so she'd have to be nice.
Mama, you gotta be nice to Patrick. Riley, come see her dead uncle, Riley. See now, Mama, he's dead. He's there. That's the worst feeling in the world, Mama. I like your Kermit the Frog version of Candy.
So Wally, you don't know this. My version of Candy sounds really nothing like her. But the thing is, Candy has the hardest voice to impersonate because it's like high and then really low and then growly and then southern drawl.
It depends on how she wants it to go. If she's being sarcastic.
Yeah,
she'd
be like, see now, Mama, rada, rada, see now, I
you got it back like that, Rada?
It's not an impression, it's an interpretation.
It is, it is.
I just find it very entertaining.
Well,
hello.
So they were talking about how Patrick died, how they both felt. I don't know why I'm laughing. This is so horrible.
I know. This is actually like, it was like, a nice moment of the
Andy's
show, Ronnie.
Like, oh, you know, I miss him so much. I think of him every day. And I remember how he used to come between us when we would fight. And I miss him. And I really wish we could have seen him grow up and stuff. And then Mama Joyce is like,
when he died, he came to me. And he was like, Mama, it's okay. Don't cry. Don't let Candy ever date a PA. Don't ever let somebody use her for all her money and take it away and leave me with nothing if I'm old. And then he left. That is not what happened, Mama Joyce. And how can you prove her wrong?
And I also like the fact that Candy's like, oh, I talk to Patrick like every day. And Mom Joy's like, he only came to me once. I'm like, well, maybe you should look at yourself if the ghost isn't coming back to you. If the ghost is scared of you and you're not scared of the ghost, then you really are the problem there.
The ghost is like, how's Mom? I'm not fucking talking to her. She's still trying to take money out of my Wells Fargo account.
The ghost is like, woo, I'm staying away from that bitch. Woo.
She's crazy.
She's like, I'm up here trying to date a hot ghost, and Mama Joyce will not let me marry her.
Mama Joyce is like at the pottery wheel waiting, but nothing.
She's like, that ghost reference.
I know where you were going with the ghost reference.
That was a romantic ghost reference. Patrick Swayze shows up. He's like, oh, whoops, wrong lady.
Mama Joyce is all hugging Whoopi Goldberg.
That is the most disgusting visual I just had. She was like in a bra. I'm sorry. Okay, never mind.
Let's see. So did anything else happen on this show? Yeah. Should we move on to OC? OC was good this week.
Sure, OC was good.
OC is good every week. I can't believe how good this season is. First of all, Ronnie, I have to give you a little bit of a golf clap. I'll give you a little golf clap because you put up that amazing photo of Brooks naked on our Facebook
page. Actually, we have to say thank you to Cindy C because as much as I thought that would be a hilarious idea, I was too lazy to do it. And the next day, she tagged me and it was like, hey, here's your next photo. And I was like, yes, Cindy C. It shall be posted.
You did a great job, Cindy C, because that is the funniest thing.
Yeah, it's basically naked Brooks, you know, because they got a massage. Vicky and Brooks got a massage this week in Mexico, and it was horrifying. And they took off his towel. I don't know what these people are thinking when they're shooting, but I will never shoot again. Let's just say that. Yeah. So they took off his towel, his pasty ass, and so now it's up on our Facebook page. Yeah, the comments are hilarious on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is a really horrifying thing. It looks sort of like a loaf of bread before it's been cooked, you know, big and pasty. Here, this is I'm showing it to Wole right now.
That's, like, he showed himself he did that, like, purposely?
Yeah, if you could put, like, a time camera on dough rising.
Yeah. It really looks like rising dough.
He does. Damn, he is pale and pasty.
Yeah, he is, like, you could see, like, right by his head is where, like, that's near the heat source a little bit, and then the middle, there's a big old air bubble right in the middle of that baguette.
Wait, so he's married to somebody on the show?
No,
he's dating Vicky, who's like the main OG.
Okay, because like I was telling Ben when he was mentioning, like I used to watch OC back in the day. Like I miss like the original, like Joe. What was it, Joe?
Yeah.
Joe and like the sane one with the woman, the with the blonde, with the kid.
Oh yeah, it's nothing like that.
I know it's all changed.
I feel like we're playing celebrity right now. I know. All right, she's a sane one. She's on Real Housewives. She's blonde. No, different one.
Different one. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I don't watch it.
So, well, much has changed since that first season, Wole.
I watched like two or three seasons, all right. But I know Vicky.
Just really quick, while we're still talking about naked Brooks, I just wanted to say to the listeners, your comments are hilarious, and people are posting pictures of like just people screaming and freaking out, which is hilarious. And I especially love the people who get like seriously mad, like the guy who's like unfollowed. That is disgusting. Like, listen, fucker, if it is allowed to be on Bravo, it is allowed to be on Facebook. Get over your damn self.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, is that like, wait, I'm just looking at the picture now. Oh, is that like cloud over his penis?
Yes.
I thought that was just more of his pasty ass.
He thought it was just like a small billow of smoke. That
I know, I thought it was just like some more paste or whatever. Wait, oh, shit.
Yeah, well, don't touch this cable, by the way. I have a very sensitive microphone, and if you touch it, the entire thing freezes.
This guy's like a toothless deadbeat dad user who's like being sued from different states for children he hasn't paid for. Like, he's just awful. And in a reunion show, he called himself Girth Brooks.
Wow. Which is the name of a gay porn star, I'd like to add.
What happened to Vicky's old husband? I'm sorry. I'm like just like the dumb one who doesn't know anything. I'm sorry.
I can say it in short. Okay. They got divorced. I guess he was abusive or something, or maybe he drank too much, or Vicky just didn't want to be with Vicky. Oh.
Sorry, Vicky. Good luck with you with
her choice. She wanted to get divorced, now she has to pay him alimony, so now she's pissed.
Yeah. Oh, that's so embarrassing as a guy.
So, speaking of divorce, this is a great segue. So, the big story with this week's episode is that Shannon, who is a new cast member this season, mm-hmm. Ole and Jenny, for you guys, mm-hmm. she's this like nagging wife who has kind of driven her husband insane, and he has kind of left her. He sent her an email saying, I want to move out. And so she only told Tamara about this, and Tamara is like pretty much one of the worst people in the history of the world, like way worse than Mama Joyce could ever be. Like, she's really mm-hmm. like at the bottom of the barrel. And then Tamara told Heather, and Heather is sort of like an ice queen bitch, okay? So Shannon is having tea with Tamara, and we like Shannon. Shannon's like even though she's like very wealthy and crazy, she's very relatable. And she's talking to Tamara about how she's scared about her marriage and everything's falling apart, et cetera, et cetera. And she gets a text in the middle of this discussion saying that Heather is going around talking about Shannon's email that Shannon received from her husband. And Shannon had only told Tamara. So Shannon's like, Tamara, did you tell Heather? And Tamara's like, absolutely not. I did not tell her at all. And therein, that was the first 5 minutes of the episode. And then everything kind of exploded from there. Ronnie, what did you think about this situation?
Oh my God. I only wrote 3 notes because this episode was so good. I wrote, Heather misplaced a dimple because like her husband's a plastic surgeon who won't stop working on her and she looks crazy. And now she has a dimple on the left side of her chin where nobody has a dimple. It's like Batman getting punched in the face and someone pressing pause. Like, where the fuck did that
dimple? You know what's so funny? I actually feel like I saw that. I didn't think of it as a dimple, but I saw that weird indent.
Like, what is that? It's so bizarre. And then I wrote, Heather, when Shannon comes to her house to yell at her, Heather's like, I thought you were here to apologize. Okay, so basically what happens is Shannon's really kind of crazy at this point. And later in the episode, we learn that he wasn't ever leaving her. They're just that couple that's always fighting and trying to get everybody involved in their drama because they have nothing else to talk about apart.
Didn't want to sleep in the same room or something.
Yes,
like that.
That's correct. Jenny knows some of this.
I finally know something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Shannon's like, oh, well, Heather's talking about me. Oh, well, I'll just go to Heather's house. Which, yeah, well, who does that? Well, you don't just knock on the door. I mean, even if you're the fucking mailman and you knock on my door, I'm going to kick your ass. I could be taking a nap. You don't just knock on my door. Who does that? Nobody.
Well, the thing is, what happened was David decided to come back. And so now they're going to be a happy family again. But now that there's this rumor going out there that they're getting divorced. And so that's what Shannon wanted to lock down, is to kill this rumor because they're not going to
be divorced. I'm so glad I worked it out with David. He came home and he apologized. And now I've had my wake-up call, and I am doing the best I can to make sure that our marriage lasts. And the second he comes in, she's like, look, girls, your dad's eating before dinner again, just like he does every single day.
Yeah. That's actually like exactly what happened.
If dinner was on the table, I wouldn't have to eat chips. this is going to work out great.
So the thing is that Shannon goes over to Heather's house because she wants to find out from Heather who told her about the email, because Tamara said she didn't hear about it. So Heather is again expecting an apology, which is hilarious that she's like in this whole entire situation that she wants an apology, because in a previous episode, I think maybe 2 episodes ago, there was a holiday
party.
They got into a fight. And basically, Shannon was like, Heather, she's like, you're just so condescending. You know, that's pretty much all she said. So Heather wants an apology from that, and she thought she was getting one. And instead, Shannon was like, listen, you know, there's this rumor going around that's like really hurtful. Can you just tell me where you found it from? And Heather keeps going about the apology. So Shannon does apologize, by the way. Shannon says, you know what, I'm really sorry.
Well, she says it in that way that's like, well, I just knocked on your door. It's the middle of the night. I'm drinking your liquor, sitting on your couch, about to yell at you, and I'm very sorry that I did that. But I heard that you talked about me and David, and I just want to talk about that. And Heather's like, I think it's funny that you would come to my house
And if you would ask me questions about things when you think I am condescending and rude. Shannon's like, well, Heather, now I just said that because you were being condescending and rude. And Heather's like, you need to go. You need to get out. My kids are in the house.
This is done. Goodbye. That's exactly. So she, but the funny thing is that Heather was the one who made a whole big point about, like, the moment you have any issue with me, just come and talk to me.
I don't think she meant drive to my house in the fucking middle of the night when my children are home to yell at me.
It wasn't the middle of the night. It was like
about that poor Tamara spreading. Get out of here.
It was like 6 p.m. It wasn't the middle of the night. But
it is dark.
Well, it was Christmas time.
Have some respect.
Orange County, 6 p.m. is late.
Yeah. So, I guess my question is this. So, ultimately, Tamara fessed up that she did tell Heather, and Tamara's,
she did it on camera.
Yeah, well. So Tamara's reasoning was, look, what I was telling Heather was lay off Shannon a little bit. She's going through some tough times. This is what's happening. You know, they're having some marital issues, and then Heather's then side of that for why she gossiped about it was that she then went to lunch, and her friend, what did she say? She said her friends said, what's
something
going on?
Like her friends.
We're like, what's going on with you and Shannon? And she's like, well, I guess she's going through some marital things. I don't know, whatever, let's move on. I have to say, I don't think that Tamara should have told necessarily Heather about the email, and she shouldn't have gossiped, but I do sort of get what she was doing. I don't think it's like the worst moment of Tamara being Tamara. You know, I get that, being like, listen, just lay off her. She's going through some issues right now. I think it's okay to say that.
No. I mean, if you go to somebody and you... If I came to you and told you something secretive and then we were out to brunch and Jenny brought it up, I would jump over the table and Mama Joyce your ass.
Well, no, but like, look, if you were having... If Jenny were attacking you, if you and Jenny were having some friction... And the truth is,
oh my God, Skype couldn't even handle that
situation.
Here's
the situation. Let's say Mariah Carey was going through a rough patch. Let's say Mariah Carey lost her voice, okay?
You mean like now?
What if she confided in me, Ben, I'm having a hard time right now because Mariah Carey is losing her voice. And then you and I were talking, Ronnie, and you were being like, Jenny's a bitch for this, Jenny's a bitch for that. And I'd be like, listen, ease off Jenny. She's having a hard time right now. To be like, to do that, maybe she shouldn't have mentioned the email.
That thing just restarted. That time just restarted.
We may have lost Ronnie.
Oh, I'm back. Oh, you lost me for a while, but
and we just came back. We didn't even know.
We did a whole scenario.
That's what
we
happened.
Did a whole scenario.
I think that Skype was like, "Do not talk about Ronnie and Jenny fighting."
We can't.
Like, I will not hear of this.
But not be a part of this.
No. But here's my thing. But Ben, I get what you're saying. But I think in a situation like that, you could say, "Hey, they're going through something rough."
Exactly.
And keep it general. You don't say
exactly.
Specifically
I would not have
is.
Mentioned
That's
the email.
What it is. Yeah,
well,
I don't know.
Especially,
what
the irony is that when Tamara mentioned this, it came on the heels of her and Heather having this whole heart-to-heart because she was mad at Heather for sharing privileged information, and then she went and turned around and gave privileged information to Heather about Shen. So that's like the funny—I don't know if it's like funny, but that's like the craziness of it. That's why Tamara is such an evil person. I think it's okay to keep it general.
Okay, two things. First of all, Shannon said it on national TV. So whatever the secret is, bullshit, because
right, no
you're on TV
secrets.
And you talked about it. So shut up. You're the one spreading the rumor. Nobody else. I do get that Tamara's a terrible friend, but we all knew that. And bitch, you saw this show before you came on it. So don't act like you're so shocked that Tamara's a bitch, okay?
Yeah.
We've been waiting for you to rip off her head this whole time, and now we're going to get to see it, hopefully. Okay, the second thing is Alex McCord from Real Housewives of New York, as I've discussed before, has a web show now on this website called Cafe Stir Mom. It's like moms. And she does a little thing, a little web show where she talks about the housewives from an insider's point of view. So I wanted to bring this up right now because she talks about this situation. And this is Alex's take. Well, guys, on this show... Shannon, she's holding papers like she's a news lady, but she never looks at them.
Yeah,
she's like acting like she's on the news, but she's like in her living room and everything's echoey because she doesn't have a mic. And she's like, okay, so here is what happened on Real Housewives of Orange County. Shannon told Heather a secret. No, Shannon told Tamara a secret. Tamara told Heather. Heather told everybody. Now, here is what happens on these shows from an insider's perspective, guys. Shannon may have thought she was telling her best friend, who is probably a producer, who is only doing her job because Shannon thought she was her best friend, but she's really just a producer, and Shannon has not realized yet that the producers are out to get you and manipulate every little thing you say. And the producer ran to Tamara. And Tamara, Alex, let it
well,
go.
I believe, by the way, I believe that 100%. Like, that's why I'm always amused in these shows whenever, like, a secret gets out. It's like, who told? How'd they know? How'd they know? I'm like, you realize that, like, you have a producer, right? Like, you, there's someone. Oh, we have another person coming in. This is amazing.
Someone's knocking on your fucking door. I know, another, someone rude.
Another
see?
Guest star.
It does that.
You got no, like but... a ton of people just jumping on the podcast. The audience is like, what the fuck is going on?
Why are we listening
podcast?
To this week? This is a disaster.
And only two people know. It's not like we even know about the shows. It's not like we help and we just being like, what is that? What are you talking about?
Who Tamara, bitch, though?
Tamara don't did that shit? Fuck you, Tamara!
I is real intelligent.
Okay. Excuse me. It's intellectual. It's intellectual, Jenny. I like to call her like Jenny from Forrest Gump. Hi, Jenny. but she's Asian, so it's like, hi, Jenny.
We basically have two podcasts going on at once, okay? Ryan and I are talking about Bravo, and these two are now having a moment, and then this other girl is about to walk in, and she doesn't even realize there's a podcast happening. That's going to be the funniest part.
Go surprise her.
Surprise, you're surprise on a podcast like, at Bravo.
Hey, back to Tamara, the slut.
Keep going. Sorry. I just felt like
saying it. Did we lose Ronnie again?
No, Ronnie's
here. No, I'm here.
He's just waiting for us to shut the fuck up.
Ronnie, I had no idea this was going to happen today.
Who's over now?
Well, she hasn't come up, but it's another, it's Jen.
What's your Ben number, apartment number? 302?
332.
Sorry.
It's okay.
And you just said it yourself. Good job.
I did it because, you know what, I knew if I tried to pantomime it to Jenny, she'd be like, what are you doing with your fingers?
No, I got it, but then you said it.
It's all right.
Back to Bravo. God, y'all need to stay focused.
It's all right. Oh, this is actually one of our more focused podcasts. We once had a podcast where we had an entire musical interlude where we sang All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Where was Jenny? Look at Jenny's face.
It was Walter. Walter played it
she
for us.
She loves it. She's obsessed with Mariah Carey.
Hey, back to it. I don't have all fucking day here. All
right, so the point is this. I kind of feel like there were errors on all sides with these people, but I also feel like this quote-unquote gossiping that happened probably wasn't as malicious as it sounded when it got back to Shannon, and she's just in a sensitive place, and I understand her being upset, but it probably wasn't as big of a deal as she thought. And like you said, she's putting it out there all on national TV, so she better get used to people gossiping.
Well, I really like Shannon. I think she's a good addition to the cast, but that bitch is crazy! She is crazy. Because now her thing is, well, Heather... I went to Heather's house just needing a hug, and Heather grabbed me by the hair, slammed my face into the mantle, shoved me outside, made me lay in the driveway, drove over me, then called her child out, who's trying to get his driver's license, and had him practice running over me. And then I called David, and he didn't answer the phone because he was already in bed. He didn't even care what I thought because he doesn't love me and doesn't give me a hug. What up, drama queen?
I loved when Shannon, I mean, she's such a nutcase now that she went off on that girl, Danielle, at one point. Like, they were all, like, getting some essential oils, and Danielle's like, well, I could talk about the situation. Danielle's like, I would, like, get a stiff drink. And Shannon's like, Danielle, you're being very judgmental right now. I feel like you're being very judgmental. What is this now? I don't understand what the fight's about.
I didn't even hear that part. I was going to ask you what that girl, Danielle, said.
She probably was like, I need a stiff drink because I've got a gay
quiet
husband.
Over there. Is it because I yelled at you guys? I'm so sorry. You'll get used to it.
Yeah, they're all putting on their shoes right now.
They're like, bye, bitch. Sorry, guys. It was nothing personal. I do that to Ben all the time.
No. It's not you. I meant to like crash for 5 minutes, and then I'm looking, it's like 40 minutes later, and I'm like, how the hell did we
Well, now
it's
you're
a fucking
stuck
Mama Joyce. That's
hour.
What it was.
Yeah, and now we have another person in the background in the peanut gallery.
Yeah. Well, say hi, Jen.
Jen, say hi.
It's not video.
Yeah.
She's like hiding in the background. She's lingering. Do you watch any Bravo?
Oh, she loves Ladies and
I only watch Bravo.
And you're coming at the right time. Are we
no,
gonna switch
I'm
out?
I'm out of town for a month, so I'm not caught up on everything.
I'm good on Houseways, Ladies of London, and Orange County. They're still talking about Orange County.
But they're finishing up, then they're going to go to London.
We're talking about this week's episode, which is crazy, right?
The Heather Dubrow.
Yes. Listen, you come switch in.
I'm Jen.
Bye.
Nice to you. Bye.
Bye, Wole.
See you guys.
Bye, Wole.
Bye. Take care, Ryan.
Jen is not ethnic.
Yeah.
Stay intellectual.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, shame on you, the fact that now we're switching a black man out for a white woman. I just want to point that out. Where's Barack when we need him?
Bye, Wole.
Well, we still got an Asian.
Don't
I'm
you
glad
feel
we already talked about candy.
Yeah. Bye, Wole. All right, so we were actually... Jen has no idea what she just said.
Yeah, what did I walk into?
We were talking about Shannon and Tamara and Heather. Do you have, as a lady, do you have any thoughts on this whole thing? Who do you think is right? Who do you think is wrong?
That's a hard one.
Because
they're all so annoying.
Are you liking this season?
I stopped, and I love this season.
Right, it's a great season.
It is a great season.
So,
except for Sophia Loren, I mean, she's kind of. Like,
oh, you mean? And I was funny.
I don't know
I was gonna,
her name.
Lizzie.
Yet.
Oh, you're just like Vicky.
I'm just like. Oh, obviously.
Because Vicky didn't know her name. Wait, so did I feel like Lizzie did something this week? Didn't she?
Nothing.
No.
She never does anything.
She doesn't do shit. She's like, my boobs are big. Wow. This week, what did she talk about?
A baby.
Week?
She's always talking about a baby.
Oh yeah.
I need a baby.
Oh yeah. You know.
Baby.
Actually, that was Tamara's storyline, and that's another thing. You know, we talk about Bravo storylines that get recycled. One of them is when women go to get their beavers waxed. You know, like we see that on every show now. And now the new thing is like, let's see how these women deal with like a robotic baby. I'm like, I don't want to watch a woman holding a fake baby. Like that's there's nothing like hilarious to me. And it's always the same
Especially
thing. Like
from a woman who's had like 5 children.
Yeah, it's, exactly. It's like there's nothing. There's nothing like funny to me. Like, oh no, gotta feed the fake baby again. Like, I don't care. I don't care. I'm not here to
that
watch
baby
that.
Has as much rubber as Tamara does.
That's true.
And also, that baby looks terrified, and it looks like it's had too much sun already.
Although it was
you
funny.
Need to get that plastic baby out of the house.
Oh, it was funny when they said it looked exactly like Vicky's grandson, because it's true. It did look like baby Troy. It's like a real ugly robot baby, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that storyline is ridiculous, and Tamara is grasping at straws to have anything to do on that show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, Lizzie is even worse. I thought Lizzie did something this week. I thought she did something.
All she does, she'll stand up for people. You know, she'll be like, Heather didn't mean to be like that. She just talks like that. She's not a bitch. She just has bitch voice. Yeah, thanks
Which is
for
true.
Playing, Lizzie. Bye.
Yeah. All right. Why don't we move on as we just like go through the week? Why don't we go to Ladies of London then? Do we have anything else you have to say about Orange County?
No, I think Orange County was all the Heather and Shannon drama, and that was just amazing. I just love Shannon. I just want to cut together all of Shannon's craziness, and we can watch her just go crazy from the beginning.
And by
the best, one thing we did miss was that Terry's such a shitster, first of all. Like, Heather has said in interviews that she didn't want to do it because she considered herself a real actress. But Terry made her because he's like the reality fame whore because he was on that show The Swan years ago.
And now he's on
this new E! Show called Botched about like fixing terrible plastic surgery. And he's always like loving the fights. Like he sits in the background smiling he's just loving it. And he gets the girls their drinks and then just watches from behind them so Shannon doesn't even know he's there. And then Shannon's like, well, oh, what? Now, Tamara says I'm drinking too much, so now I'm a drunk. And then she drinks her vodka.
Yeah, I know. She's sitting there with like a pint glass of vodka. She's like, I don't think I drink too much. I don't know why she says these things, David.
But Terry's like, good job, ladies.
But you know what though?
Let
Terry have his moment because you know what? The poor guy is not even allowed to think for himself. You know, this is what a conversation is like with Heather. She's like, well, I think it's totally rude. I think it's totally inappropriate. Why would they come over here? I don't think that's right. Do you think that's right? No, I don't think that's right at all. Thank you. That's exactly what I was saying. I'm glad that we're on the same page about this. We're on the same page, right? We're totally on the same page. Exactly.
I think that a lot of time men get off easy because people are like, oh my God, Terry's so nice. He's married to such a bitch. But my theory is Terry's as much of a bitch as her, but he doesn't have the balls to be that in public. So he marries a bitch to like be his mouthpiece. And I think in private, he's like, man, that Shannon sure is a drunk, right? And then she's like, what a drunk.
No, the fake phone call. Remember the kid? Oh my God! Our daughter is sick. We need to run.
Well, they
Terry,
did it.
Talk to her.
They did it again. When Shannon came over, they're like, "Okay, this can't last that long because we have that that party later. What party? You know, the surprise party. Oh yes, the surprise party at 1:30 in the morning."
Yeah. Yeah. So that show's over.
Yeah.
It's canceled. We've canceled it. Sorry. Okay. Sorry, OC. Bye.
So let's move on to Ladies of London. So let's see. I want to talk more about Annabelle. We talked about this last week, about how she always loves to call herself this rock and roll sort of punk rocker fashionista.
Alexander McQueen. Today I woke up and the sun came up and I almost smiled. And then I remembered Alexander.
But then the thing is this, though. They showed, like, inside of her flat today. And it was, like, it was, like, grandma. Thing. It was, yes. Like, grandma Holly. It was, like, yes. It was, like, old British mum in there. Everything was, like, ornate. And she had these, like, little teacups
with
and everything.
With the hearts.
I'm like, this is not punk rock, okay?
Yeah, she inherited that from some old dead person and never did anything to change it. She can't even sit up. She's always like half laying down when she sits
yeah,
down.
And I know this is a very specific comment, but her couch looks so uncomfortable. It looks like it should be super comfortable, but based on the way
maybe that's why she sits like that. She's like sits laying back because she's not used to ever having a backrest.
Well, I think she probably would never be comfortable in any sort of seating arrangement. She just...
I can't
corners.
Be comfortable when I know I'm living in a world without Alexander.
This is the way that Alexander liked me to sit, because I was his muse. I was his sitting muse. He wanted to design chairs before he committed suicide, and he was going to study the way I sat, but then he died. And I live with that every morning. Every time I sit in a chair, I think of Alexander.
Alexander. He thought I was so fashionable. Alexander.
Well, I loved it. So the thing was that Annabelle, she had a fashion show this week in like a little tunnel, and there was like flooding and everything. And I loved also, before the show started, this girl Noelle, who we'll get into more, she comes over and she's like, "You're gonna have the fashion show with all the rain pouring," you know, because her British accent comes every fourth word. She's like, "All this rain," and she's like, "Well, yeah, I gotta do it." And then Noelle's like, "Well, it is fashion." I'm like, I don't understand what that means. Like, why? What part of fashion means, like, great, like, torrential downpour, like, leakage, sewage? Like, I don't understand what makes that fashion.
Yeah.
That's all. That's my only point, really. That's my only point. I don't understand.
I'm so
things.
Sorry.
Thanks, Ryan.
I didn't have anything to say to that, but that's so true.
It's not really that true.
I guess fashion's so difficult. Fashion shit falling from the ceiling. Rats running across the... road, not being able to walk properly, might die any moment because you're tripping over a stone in the runway, just like fashion. It's like you put on clothes because otherwise you'd be fucking naked. Yeah. Okay, you dumb bitch. But Alexander! I love that Juliet, probably the most annoying American who's always yelling
ever.
And stuff.
Yeah.
She also does one of the most annoying things that Americans do, which is talk in questions to herself. Like, she can't just say, like, "Oh, I went down the street today, I bought some eggs, and then I asked for 4 quarters so I could play a video game." She's like, "Did I walk down the street today? Yes. Was it a street made out of pavement? It was. Did I go to the store? Yes. Why did I go to the store? For eggs. And what did I do when I got the eggs? I got 4 quarters. Why would I get 4 quarters? What if I pass a video game? And did I pass a video game? I did!" Shut up.
Oh, I never even noticed that before.
Sentences, woman.
Yeah, Juliet got into a row with Caprice. Caprice is like falling out of favor with some of these women. I knew that Caprice and...
Oh, you mean Cappers?
Cappers, yes.
Hello, darling, it's Cappers. Terrible accent.
Oh my God, Caprice is truly the worst. And actually, one of the worst scenes of the episode was when Noelle went to Caprice to learn how to get better press. I'm like, these two fame whores both need to fall into the Thames and die.
Yeah, she's like, "I really respect what Cappers has done." With her career. I'm like, the bitch is naked everywhere and calls the paps to tell them about babies she's impregnating Americans with over the pond. Please.
Well, Caprice acts as if she's actually famous. I mean, maybe she's famous in London, but like, I mean, wait, have you girls ever heard of Caprice?
No!
See, Jenny doesn't even know what I'm talking about.
She's a gas guzzler.
She has a, she has like a juice packs that you stick a straw in. Capri Sun. sorry, that was so stupid. But I love that Caprice is like, she should really be friends with me if she wants to become famous.
Yeah, she's like, if that girl is a smart cookie, she'll be friends with mine.
Well, so Caprice's whole thing was that she decided that she didn't want What's-Her-Face to throw her the baby shower. Because, I don't know why. Oh, because she didn't like the way that
she's like, you live like 10 hours away from the city. And... who's that girl? What's her name?
I forget.
I love her. Caroline? Caroline. Caroline,
yeah.
She's like, I live 30 minutes away. She's like, it's like 20 hours. No one wants to drive there. Let's do it at a restaurant. She's like, no, I will do it at my home where I can prepare things. She's like, no, let's go to a restaurant. And so Caroline, I think Caroline's like, fine, do it yourself, bitch. Like, how rude. Okay, not only am I not going to have it at your house, I'm going to request that you throw it at a restaurant that's going to cost like $20,000.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. No, no, I love Caroline, and I loved how she demanded that Juliet apologize to Annabelle. She calls up. She's like, you have to apologize. And Juliet's like, well, I don't know. And she's like, no, you are out of line. You have to.
This is her conversation. She's like, am I answering the phone right now? I am. Am I saying hello? I am. Listen here, you fucking idiot. What were you doing out there in the middle of the street? That's not how you fight. What are you, dumb? Call her right now and say you're sorry.
I have to.
You do. Do it now.
It was. That's exactly how it was. And I love that. I love that Caroline's just like, this is the way it's going to be, and that's that. And Caprice is so stupid for her. Like, on top of everything else, since Caprice is such a fame whore, Caroline's the only one in their circle who has any sort of station amongst them, I think. I mean, Annabelle, I think, is sort of has some sort of aristocratic background, but Caroline has, like, title, right? Mm-hmm. And you would think that Caprice would want to have her baby shower with the lady who has the title, but no, she doesn't. Because she's mad that Caroline didn't stand up for Annabelle, I think, in the fight. It's just, it's so crazy. Caprice, honestly, I think is the stupidest one of all of them.
No, because Caprice doesn't, Caprice is American, so she... Like, she says British society a lot, but she doesn't care about British. She doesn't know what all the titles even fucking mean. She's an American. She cares about the American fame. Like, she considers herself bigger than Caroline because she's been on the front page of the tabloids above. I mean, she names the celebrities. She's like, I was above Sarah Jessica Parker. Like, bitch, please. So to her, she's more famous. So, of course, she cares what the one, you know, who was friends with Alexander. Yeah. Thinks, but not the one who could actually like introduce her to the queen, you know. Yeah. Biatch.
Meanwhile, Noelle's whole story was that she was supposed to move into a new flat on Friday, but then things happen, so she has to move in on Monday, and she's like, I just don't know if I can stand for this anymore. I'm like, this is the most ridiculous thing. You were so lucky they're even getting a flat, that you have a sugar daddy. You can't complain about the fact that the move was delayed by 2 days. I mean, this isn't like a week or a month.
I need you to take care of every little detail for me. I have to know that if you're my man, you're going to take care of this for me. I mean, 2 days is a lot. I've been sleeping on somebody's couch. 2 days, you couldn't even do that. I mean, what kind of man are you that you can't get me the $10,000 a week apartment? I was like, bitch, really? Really? I cannot believe that he didn't just break up with her right
then.
Oh
my God. The sex must be amazing. It must be amazing because there's no way that in her position, she has no room to bargain. There are so many other girls that would take her place that wouldn't complain.
I think there's such a difference between like gay guys and, you know, we always think like, oh, we love these shows because we're the same. Like we like being catty and arguing about stupid things. But at the end of the day, like, especially in relationships, we're so different because beautiful women know that they can own a man like that and he'll do whatever she wants because he can't get ass like that. Whereas gay guys are like, well, some twink will be drunk enough in a bar. And otherwise, like, I don't want to live with some skinny-ass twink anyway. I'll feel fat. No, it's like, well, I gained 20 pounds, so I've got to break up with you and date a fatter guy so I don't feel stupid.
No. Jenny, the way it works on the podcast is about at least once in every show, Ronnie says something that's sort of like...
meaningful?
It's a peek inside his life.
Oh,
Hey, no. I'm just saying, you know, I always find it amazing with these guys. It's like, he's a billionaire, yeah, and he's worried about this stupid Tracy Lords-looking hooker. Like, what do you care? But to him, yeah, he's like, this is the last piece of ass on Earth. Who knows if I'll ever find it again?
Yeah.
I've given up my entire family for this one. Like, you know, gay guys just aren't like that. I'm like, yeah, you ain't getting my money. I could have sex with you for free. That's why gay strippers never make any money. We could just go to the gym and see that shit. Why am I going to give you a dollar?
Yeah. It's true. It's very true. The girls are scandalized.
No. You'll get used to it.
Yeah. So I think that's what, those were the main things that happened. And then they went to the races. And then that new girl, the one who's like the countess. She's going to be the Countess of Sandwich.
That's the only reason they've kept her around, just to watch the Americans go, can we have a sandwich?
Yeah, exactly. She looks like a bleach blonde Kimmy Gibbler, if you ask me.
Who's that?
Kimmy Gibbler from Full House.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that. I just remember the little twins being really cute and always wanting to have sex with John Stamos.
Well, it is kind of funny to think of Juliet showing this future countess around her kitchen being like, and then when I come back from Chicago, I get Cheez-Its and I get macaroni and cheese. I was like, oh gosh, you will never make it in British society. By the way, I love every time they bash Americans on the show. That it's like the funniest thing to me. I live for that moment. I'm like, oh, that's just so American of her. I'm like, yes.
I think it's so funny. They've got such a stick up their butts. And I like that they say things like, Americans have no tradition. That's why they like ours. We have plenty of traditions.
Yeah, like...
We like discriminating against races for years at a time and then saying sorry.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a great tradition. Sales. I think sales started here.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Guns, shooting things.
TV.
Fast food. You guys wouldn't have fast food if it weren't for us.
That's true.
Cars. Slut-shaming.
Slut-shaming.
Inspiration.
Totally. That's tradition.
Inspiration.
I mean, we've been doing that since Mary.
Thigh gap. That's a good tradition right there. Thigh gap.
Social repression of straight guys.
Yeah.
Totally, you guys. Poor straight guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thank God for Reddit.
We have a lot of great traditions.
Hey, you guys, speaking of straight guys, what is cosplay?
That's when you dress up in a costume. It's not even a sexual thing.
What is it, though?
It's not a sexual thing. It's like what? For nerds that love cartoons.
Yeah.
And they dress up like their favorite video characters.
No relation to Coldplay. Oh.
So that's like a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
thing.
It's like when people go to Comic-Con, that's like cosplay when they dress up like that.
Oh, good. Straight people. I feel like gay people are getting a culture and straight people are just like wallowing around doing nothing. Who does that? You're going to go dress like Mickey Mouse or whatever? I mean, what games are the kids playing these days?
Mickey Mouse.
You're like, I'm a scooter fag from Grand Theft Auto. Okay, what else? Hats. Americans have no tradition. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I wrote diabetes. That's a tradition.
Yeah.
Capri says Caroline needs everything to be about her, which is hilarious. Bitch, you just called the tabloids like says, 5 minutes ago.
Says the woman who has like meetings with her publicist every episode and then like salivates anytime her like three of the letters in her name appear in an article.
What else happened on this show? Baby shower, Noelle mad, blah blah. Tampax Pampers. What is that about?
What?
I don't understand my note sometimes.
Oh, the girls are leaving. It's finally going to be just you and me.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait, they're not leaving. Yeah, it's in the bathroom.
Hi.
They're going up to the pool. Okay. That's right, everyone. That's how it is in LA. Pool? We have pools. Yeah, I've got a pool on the roof.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I can't wait to pee in it.
Yeah, you can come up here and we can spy on MJ's apartment across the way.
Hell yeah. Oh, I saw some photo of her online. Everyone's like, oh my god, look at MJ, she's lost so much weight. Or is it photoshopped? I'm like, Mitch, please, I saw her 2 weeks ago walking those dogs. That picture is not real.
She just looks like she's wearing a very tight bathing suit.
Yeah, yeah, like really, really tight.
Yeah. All right, so why don't we move on to New York City.
New York. I want to point out that the ladies are staying in somewhere called the Beaver Cabin.
Yeah. Beaver and antlers.
Beaver Sharpie,
which wow. is, because when I think of their crotches, I do think of beavers and sharp things.
So this was another week in Montana.
Yeah, I have to say, the producers, I think they sent them to Montana thinking it would be like, oh, won't it be fun seeing these New York ladies in nature, roughing it and all that stuff. But I think the joke kind of backfired on them because this has really been a dull vacation so far.
Well, they're not roughing it at all.
They're walking
around. And like, if you're going to try and do like that Paris and Nicole thing, that Simple Life thing where it's like rich ladies with stupid poor people, you have to show more stupid poor people. It can't just be the ladies. Like, I don't know. Maybe they should have made them like go volunteer somewhere. Like, I don't know, clean poop. I don't know. Do something.
Something. That's... Yeah, I agree. So I think the first portion of the episode was Luann still getting like mad at Sonia about like this facialist, stupid facialist causing such a ripple.
But then it turns out that Luann just wants Sonia to like her as much as she likes Ramona. Oh.
Since when does Luann want Sonia to like her so much? And since when does Sonia have a thing where she just dislikes Luann? Like, I just never picked up that vibe.
I didn't either, but when we were introduced to Luann on the show, I do remember that her first scene was with the Countess, and she was like, oh, well, we're going to have this fabulous modeling event, and we're going to do it at my friend Sonia Morgan's, who's just always been the most fabulous person that I've known, and she throws fabulous parties, and hello, and they went through her house and stuff, and that was back when Sonia was still, like, shy and demure.
And like not she, trying to she be seemed crazy. Like the, that was back. That was back when on my blog I did a post of like the top 10 best Real Housewives, and I at that time I put Sonia as number one because she was the best. I think it was actually before Beverly Hills came around, and Sonia seemed like effortlessly glamorous. She seemed above it all. She just sort of like laugh everything off, and then the next season she just went fully crazy and has never been the same.
Yeah, she went nutso after her first year.
I mean, she is like a crazy woman.
Yeah, now I think she's like a drug addict or something. Like, there's something going on there that's not just crazy.
She's a little bit too much like Ellen Burstyn in Requiem for a Dream.
Oh my God, that movie. Jesus.
Yeah, because you know that there's a big refrigerator that's chasing Sonia down in her head, right?
I cannot look at that actress Jennifer What's-Her-Buns the same. What is her name?
Connelly.
Jennifer Connelly. God. I just can't. I feel bad for her every time I see her. I can't believe she had to do a double dildo scene for drugs. I'm still horrified every time I see her in a movie. I'm like, oh my God, no wonder you're crying. Like, she cries so good in movies.
Yeah.
I'm like, no wonder. All you have to do is think about your double dildo rape scene for drugs. Ugh, horrible.
I'll never be able to watch Labyrinth the same way. I think actually, like, you know what? The dildo, I think once you've had a strange, like, adolescent romance with David Bowie in a masquerade, I think a double on the dildo is no problem.
Double dildoing for crack is totally normal.
You know, I think it's way more horrifying to have to, like roll around with Hoggle. in the bog of eternal stench.
So this episode starts with Sonia being a manic in the kitchen all by herself, like acting like she's cooking and talking to interns that aren't there.
Yeah,
which was so bizarre. She's like, "We need eggs. We need butter. What are we going to do without this?"
This is all disorganized. We can't, you know, this drives me crazy. I stay up late at night. I'm thinking how disorganized this is. We gotta rearrange this right now. I just can't do this like this right now. We need. I don't have underwear on. I don't have underwear. You have to stay 5 feet back.
Oh God, because that young guy was in the room, and she's like fixing her hair, like she totally has a chance with this 15-year-old. And she's like, "Watch out! I'm not wearing any underwear." And he's like, "Whoa! I'll be back here, okay? Yeah. Call me if you need me, okay?"
He's like, "Whoa! I thought you had a sea urchin. Whoa! I'm sorry." I thought I was looking at a sea urchin down there.
What do you think that Sonia's vagina smells like?
Oh, it smells like. We're bringing this game back, huh?
Yeah, why not? We haven't done it for a long time, and we had an open vagina shot in front of a refrigerator.
It smells like a small cactus that hasn't been watered in about 3 days.
I think it smells like, okay, you know when you put saran wrap over tuna salad, but then you forget that it was in the refrigerator, but then you're like, oh, it's okay, it's saran wrapped, and besides, I need this Pyrex, and so you unwrap it. and it attacks you.
I think it smells like when you've like cooked like a chicken breast and you put it into like a little container and then you come back to it 4 days later and you open it up and there's that weird smell and you think, wait, is this chicken breast still good to eat or is that just the smell of the chicken?
I think it smells like a fleshlight that got left in a locker room and someone forgot to wash it out for like 5 years.
I think it smells like a pine cone that may have fallen into a vat of marinara sauce.
I think it probably smells like a sock from a teenager's bedroom that he was maybe putting some like lemon cleaner, lemon pledge on to clean something and then just had it on the floor and then used it to splooge all over.
I think it smells like a tea bag that someone was accidentally sitting on for 3 hours.
I feel like it probably smells like a bus seat on a rainy day outside an old folks' home.
I think it smells like an armadillo that just ran across the street. I don't even know what that means.
I think that's a perfect place to end. An armadillo that just ran across the street.
Has a little bit of perspiration, but not too much. It's like, and it's like a little startled. Like there's some, there's like some pheromone in there that's like, uh-oh. Like, you know, like the armadillo's thinking to itself, should I curl into the ball or should I just look for ants?
Oh, so she was going crazy over this young child, and it's just so embarrassing. So later they go fly fishing, and she's in the river or whatever, and someone's like, oh, John, could you help me out? She's like, no, that's not John, that's Steve. Mark is over there. He's a real professional. I mean, he's been doing this for years. Like, poor kids that they put on this show that Sonia is just like, where are you from? What do you do? What is your penis size? What do you like? Do you like people with no underwear? It's like, oh, God, woman, keep it to yourself. Like, I don't think your sex drive has to, like, die, but stop raping children. It's not okay.
She's a disaster. And you know, in many ways, she looks fantastic this season, but when she's out of her makeup and everything, her whole, like, Botox-filled up upper lip looks very strange. It's like it really reads of a platypus, you know, like it's got that, it's like a bill, you know.
She looks like a scrapbook.
She looks like an armadillo that just ran across the street and is now scratching his back on a sand pile.
Okay, so fly fishing.
So here's the thing. So Luann was mad. You know, Luann got mad at Sonia. She's probably drunk. She's like, "You're not a real friend." She's not a friend. Not a friend. Whatever. So then the next day
there was something good from that now that you brought it up. So Luann gets more furious than we've ever seen her. Like furious and like yells and leaves. And then Sonia's like, well, you know, I mean, who cares? So this facialist is talking about how Luann likes it from 10 different dicks or whatever. Who cares? And Heather's like, okay, you need to just stop talking right now. Because you're just doing more of what got her upset in the first place. And she's like, so what? So the manicurist said that Luann, you know, likes being the bottom bitch in a bukkake. I mean, who cares? And Heather's like, okay, you made your point. Gross. I just had to write that down because Heather saying something that genuinely made me laugh and not cringe, that's a first. So I had to say, like, congrats, Heather. Thank you. Thank you for making me enjoy you this episode.
Yes. Well, so...
And then it turned into a stupid fight with Heather that exactly. I am going to hate for the next 5 weeks.
It turned into a fight over geocaching, which is a new low for the entire
franchise. Geocaching, geocrashing, I don't care.
So here's the thing. Here are the takeaways from the episode for me, and then I will elaborate. Not that I even have to. So all season long, I do like Kristen. I've enjoyed her all season. But she is basically a spoiled brat. She is like a child... And a lot of times that side of her doesn't have to come out, but in these situations it does. Or she feels very victimized at all times, whatever. So the women split off to do some activities, and So Luann and Heather and Kristen decide to go rappelling down a cliff, which, you know, it is, you know, rightfully it's very scary. And Kristen's like, please, guys, I'm going to tell you what I tell my asshole husband, Josh. Don't say anything to me. I just need to get into a zone. So within seconds, Heather is such an underminer. Heather's like, you got it, baby. You got it, mama. Like, you know what? You don't have to do it. If it's too much for you, you don't have to do it anymore. You don't have to do it. You can turn around. You can stop. You don't have to do it if it's too much.
No one's going to make fun of you for being a quitter. I mean, look, just come back down here. Keep the pooch. Keep that pooch that you've got there. And just come back here. No one cares. No one's going to mind, mama. It's okay, honey. If you're a loser.
The only one who'll know that you couldn't do it, mama, is yourself. And, you know, that sure may haunt you, but that's okay. We won't hold that against you, mama.
Yeah.
It was honestly, I thought it was actually kind of like really bitchy. So Kristen does this thing and she's very emotional about it. And, you know, I actually thought she brought up a good point, which sometimes, you know, you do find yourself in a situation where you're like, I want to prove it to myself that I can do it. And she's like, you know, what if something were to happen to me and what would happen to my kids? What would happen to this and this? And just because I wanted to prove something that I could do this, like, it's stupid. And I kind of agree with her 100%, you know? And so she was like an emotional wreck afterwards. And I don't know, I wasn't mad at her for being like that. I mean, I thought it was fine that she was okay. I thought it was okay for her to cry afterwards. But then Heather was totally making fun of her about it, right? This is around where I fell asleep. Am I correct? She started to make fun of her.
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Yeah. So, okay. So whatever. So they do this whole thing. And so then they go on to the next activity, which is geocaching, which... So funny that they decided to make these women geocache, because it's like such a random activity and such a non-cinematic activity. You know, it's like,
they were thinking it could be fun, like, because it's like a treasure hunt and watching these ladies try to find things. That would be so funny, but no one will do it. Like, no, they get wasted at lunch. So everybody's just like stumbling around shit face, not understanding what it is. And Ramona's like, bye, I'm going home. Yeah. This is ridiculous. I'm not doing this. They're like, Ramona, come on. They said there might be lions or tigers and bears, and she's like, it's better than this. This is stupid.
My father always said, you know, you don't have to use a machine. You don't have to do a geocache, okay? You don't want to go looking for treasure. You're supposed to keep your own treasure, okay? My father would always hide little things in the backyard, okay? And so when I would go and try to find my father's things, it would make me think of my father. And that makes me think of that time in my life. And it's very hard for me, okay? So I have to go home and I have to hold my own items. I don't want someone else's hidden items, okay? I'm sorry. That's just the way it is.
When I was young, my mother, she would start looking for her keys, and she'd be like, where's my keys? And then my dad would go, I hid them, and so you have to find them. I'm going to give you clues. And my mom would be like, oh, gosh, I got to go. I got to run a carpool. And he'd be like, no, you're gonna follow my clues. You're not getting your keys. And she'd be like, okay, what do I do? And there was no GPS back then because it was the past. You know, it wasn't the future like now. And so we'd be like, where do we go? And he'd go, you're cold. And then we'd walk one direction. And he'd go, you're warmer. And then we'd walk another direction. And he'd go, you're warmer. And then we'd walk another direction. And he'd go, you're warmer. And so now I'm always warm. And I have to have the air conditioning on at all times.
When I was younger, my father had a very close friend, okay? He had a very close friend named Geraldine Parsons Smith, okay? And she would come over for dinner, and she was very nice to me, and I always thought she was a lovely woman, okay? But you know what? Her initials are GPS, okay? So when I look at a GPS machine, I think of Geraldine Parsons Smith, and it makes me think of my father, okay? So I can't hold GPS, okay? I'm sorry, I can't. It makes me think of Geraldine Parsons Smith. Sorry.
Oh my God, Ramona is so fucking crazy. I love every second of it. Should I call Aviva right now? Should I call her? Yeah. I'm going to call Aviva. 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 Oh, did you hear, by the way, I think this rumor has already been disproved, but I know everybody who listens to this has already heard this. It was rumored that George, the father, is getting his own spinoff show with his new bride-to-be, the nail lady.
I can't imagine people would actually want to watch that.
No, that's crazy. Okay, you heard it here first. It's bullshit.
Like, that's something that can go on, like the Outdoor Network or something like that, or the Rural Network, or, like, for, you know, whatever network they show barnyard animals on, that can be... But, you know, the way they have, like, the cattle drive show or, like, the cattle auctions. So getting back to the geocaching, so Kristen's like excited about this. For whatever reason, she's excited because it's super easy and it's on flat ground. And you know what? Like, all the power to her. You know, if she wants to do it, she wants to do it. And I get that. Like, I understand.
Well, Carol actually gave a good psychological breakdown of why it was
absolutely
important.
Absolutely. Carol did a great. And you want
she's
to
like,
well, she felt very out of control when she was coming down the mountain. But this she can control because she can walk around with a machine.
Like, very well said. Have you been on the news?
I know. Are you actually a smart woman? So so the thing is that, like, you know, the people were sort of doing it, but Heather was being, honestly, Heather was being kind of a bitch. Heather was, like, not wanting to do it. And I don't know. I've been in those situations before when you're doing an activity and you're into it, and you know it'd be fun for the whole group if everyone was into it, but there's one person who's not into it.
Well,
and they are
no,
undermining.
To be fair, a lot of people weren't into it. The only people being nice to her about it were Luann, just because she's like, we're both from Connecticut. Sonia's like, ew, I wouldn't brag about that, which is hilarious. I mean, that's like the whitest place on earth. But so now she's bonded with Kristen, and so she's going to try and be nice. You know, it's like trying to placate your daughter.
Yeah.
And then who was the other one that was being decent? But the other ones were just all wasted, wandering around the woods, throwing sticks and laughing.
I barely had any idea what was going on. But at the same time, I do know, you know, Heather was being a little bit more antagonizing, and it sucks. It does really suck when there's an activity you're excited about, and there's one person who's like sort of being the ringleader of like being not into it, or be like whatever. And I definitely understood Kristen's frustration because I'm also sort of like a spoiled girl inside. But she was very spoiled bratty about it, for sure. But I don't know. For some reason, I oddly enough was on Kristen's side in that situation.
She's just too much of a whiner. I mean, I think that if you're doing something like that and like 80% of the people don't want to do it and they're off getting drunk and having fun, you need to just put it aside and go be drunk and have fun with your friends and not worry about it, you know? Yeah. And then maybe if you drank a little more and you're all doing it and you're all having... But, I mean, Heather and she were on each other's nerves anyway. And apparently they've been friends for years. I didn't know that. I forgot that part. But they're, like, they've known each other for a long time or whatever. So, I don't know. Their fight isn't fun. It's like sisters fighting. They're like, you're mean to me because you didn't support me. But if you didn't have to compete with me all the time, it was like the dumbest, most boring fight. And now we have to hear more of it next week. And one thing about this Kristen chick is she never lets it go. And actually, neither does Heather. So, this is going to be not it. I was going to say it's going to be interesting, but it's really not.
Well, it's more interesting than half the other stuff that happened on this episode. So I'm all for their little bickering, you know? Like, she's bossy.
Well, where's the part where Mario is caught fucking an intern or something?
I know.
Can we see that?
I'm ready for that.
I would much rather see that.
I know. I kind of feel bad. I feel like we've been telling people to watch this show because it's been so good this season. And then they get to the vacation. And this vacation's been a dud. And New York always has the best vacations. They have the best vacations.
I did laugh a lot during this episode. I thought it was really funny. I guess we'll end on a positive, and that was my favorite line when Luann is yelling at Sonia for not telling the facialist to leave for spreading rumors about her. And Sonia's like, what? So she said you're having sex with French men. I mean, it's better, at least you're dating someone. It's better than dating no one who's French. So stupid. But I love the show, but I think it might be over. I mean, I think they're down to like 1 million viewers, which is
sad.
I think it might be nearing the end of Housewives time, guys. We've got Real Housewives of Miami circling the drain. This one now. What's next?
I don't know. Maybe OC. I think OC is still doing okay. I guess we'll see what happens.
Well, we'll just follow along, and if worse comes to worse, we'll talk about $1 million listing.
Oh, please, don't say such things.
Okay, well, close it out, Benjamin.
All right, well, everyone, thanks for listening. Thank you to our friends who came flittering through the podcast, and thank you for everyone for putting up with them. And you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/WatchWhatCrappens. It's so fun, it's so cool. We have a lot of people who are active on it. They're funny photos, funny links. I mean, I'm telling you, you should see that picture of Brooks up there that Cindy C sent to us. It's really good. I'm sorry, it just is really good. Just that's the way it is, okay? That's just how it is. So Ronnie is on all sorts of social media, but primarily he's on TrashTalkTV.com, where he's doing all sorts of Big Brother stuff, because Big Brother starts tonight. And from there you can find his Twitter and Instagram stuff. And then I'm at B-Side Blog, bsideblog.com, and also on Twitter and Instagram and that stuff. Thanks everyone for listening, and thanks for subscribing to us on iTunes. If you don't, you should. And give us a 5-star review if you don't mind. And I think that's about it. Right, Ronnie?
Yeah, and thanks to everybody on Facebook. You've been cracking me up this whole time with your comments. Obviously, we're reading them because we just did a smells like.
Yes, we did. All right, bye, everyone.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore, because it's here, and it's funny. And I love you.